Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to talk about WandaVision, and we're going to go to the man that has the answer for the inevitable question, is there heaven for a G? For him, yes. For you, not so much, because God doesn't like ugly. Big Mike, how do you feel about...
Classic intro.
How do you feel about WandaVision?
I like the last two episodes. I will say already, I like five more than six. Series is going in the right direction now. You know, I'm not going to hammer on the first three episodes, but it's definitely picked up. A lot more stuff is starting to be revealed. You kind of know that Wanda's the one that's doing all this stuff. Episode five in particular, she stepped out of the, I guess they're calling it the Hex now, and confronted S.W.O.R.D. The fact that her powers are becoming even more so than what they were before. And you just, like I said, you just find out that now she's created this own little world of hers. She took Vision's body, and I'm assuming he's still dead and that all that this is all a vision, or I don't, you know, that's the only part I think I'm kind of confused on, because they've shown him how he looked when Thanos took the stone out of his head and then he was back to his normal self again. So, I mean, I guess he's alive due to Wanda's powers, but I don't know how long that's going to last based on this last episode, what happened when he started to figure out that something's not right and he's trying to piece together what's going on. The big reveal in five was Evan Peters' version of Quicksilver from the Fox universe shows up at the end. And I was kind of curious as to whether or not he was just like a one-off cameo. Episode six and had a lot of dialogue with Wanda. They even had that funny joke where he said, what happened to yours? I thought that was funny because people brought that up about her in Infinity War. All of a sudden, she went from having a Sokovia accent to just talking like Elizabeth Olsen. I thought that was funny how they poked fun at that. But kids are starting to get powers. Things are kind of rolling along. Vision's starting to figure out something's not right. S.W.O.R.D. is already trying to figure out what's going on. And they all have going on. Monica mentioned scientists that would be up for figuring out the challenge. So everybody's speculating now that it's Reed Richards. But I don't know if I go that far yet. It's starting to feel like phase four more than anything. It's starting to move along. You got a lot of pieces coming together. Becoming a very solid show, in my opinion.
All right, Keith.
Is moving along quite nicely. Did like episode five a little bit better than this one, but Vision's trying to figure out what's going on, but there's still that altruistic side of him. He's trying to help everybody. Darcy's character, like two movies with Thor, didn't have this much character development for her. But she just kind of went leaps and beyond what she was in Thor.
Big spots were probably in Thor 1. That was about it.
The plucky sidekick, Natalie Portman, but he's kind of moved her to the forefront. She's the brain who's explaining everything, which works out fine. Still liking Jimmy Woo, liking the whole team up that they've got going on there. I can definitely see the three of them and maybe plus one or two more. I can see them having their own little thing because they've all got chemistry together and it's working out pretty well. Took me a second to realize who Wanda's kids were. And I was like, wait, Wiccan and Speed? Are you serious? And I'm like, okay. Because they're the Young Avengers, Wiccan and Speed, in the comic book. So I was like, oh, I get it now. Again, when Vision kind of stepped out, and it looks like the Agnes, everyone thinking that Agnes was kind of behind it, that theory kind of got destroyed in this one because she looked like she was under Wanda's thrall just as much as everybody else. I don't know where this is going, so I'm just along for the ride at this point.
All right, so, Matt.
I like the direction of the series. I think the one thing that Marvel has gotten better over the years, Easter eggs, and it seems like every episode there's like 20 Easter eggs paying homage to the vast history of Marvel. If Star Wars did the same thing, they'd probably be in a different place. I think Keith and I talked about it earlier, how it was a slow burn initially, especially the first two episodes. We were like, what the heck am I watching? But we knew it was going to play to a bigger overall scheme in the end. But the way that they're going with it in the different directions. Is it Mephisto? Is Mephisto going to be a part of this? Is Magneto supposed to be a part of this? Is Nightmare supposed to be a part of this? Some of the things that we're even looking in the background, all the Mephisto references, Agatha, is she really behind it or is she behind the scenes? Nobody knows. I think this is a new territory for Marvel as far as the typical action, fight, kill, bad guys. Everyone is triumphant. I think they decided to do a little bit of a psychological route. Everyone's going through the scenes and looking behind, using more of our minds than visual stimulation that we see from typical Marvel movies. So a different direction, but one that with each episode is starting to build more and more depth, creating a bigger, thicker universe and intensity of each characters who barely had any screen time before. Very good job, Marvel.
All right. And I continue to say this, that first couple of episodes weren't good. I understand that they were there to establish things, but things start picking up in episodes 4, 5, and obviously 6. And then you have that time progression where in that it kind of goes from the 70s to more the 90s, 2000s. I like where it's going now. It's just those first couple of episodes took a little bit to want to like this show. I mean, even from the critical reception to it from the fans were like, hey, what the heck is this? But it's turned itself around, and I understand what it's trying to do, but it could have just been half of an episode. That's how I feel.
Did they release a trailer for the next episode yet?
I haven't seen one yet.
Okay.
I mean, they had the one that was like 6 through 9, but...
They did a little Me Too thing with turning the head of sword into an asshole at that last episode. I was like, he didn't really have to do all that. Guy Hayward.
I think he's a diversion as far as who the actual person behind the scenes is, because there's all kinds of rumors as far as Quicksilver might be Mephisto, or maybe was it Hayward? Is that his name?
Yeah, director. The director, yeah, Hayward.
Yeah, maybe he's more of Mephisto, and why does he have so much vested interest as far as Vision creating like an army of Visions? Is he of human nature? They have to find a way to make you hate this guy.
Okay.
It's like multiple layers that this series could go into, and honestly, probably 2 to 3 years from now, we'll still be talking about this series because it intertwines with Spider-Man and Doctor Strange in the future, and from my understanding, it even intertwines with the next series that's coming out. So
that's out March or
April.
Yeah, that comes out March.
They got anything else coming after that?
Loki's immediately after that.
I thought it was Black Widow. No,
Black Widow's, every time it's supposed to come out, they end up pushing it back. Now, rumor is they're kind of locked in on this April May time frame now, and that regardless of what's going on with coronavirus, it'll come out one way or another, either in theater and then on Disney Plus with the extra fee or whatever Disney Plus premiere you got to pay. Well, the same thing like Mulan. They haven't announced it yet, so I wouldn't bet on that too much yet, just because they keep pushing it back because Feige's hell bent on that being in the theater.
I mean, I think that should have just come out. No, I'll still watch it regardless. And I'm not certain about that direction for Falcon and Winter Soldier, because it seemed like, why is Sam Wilson being all cocky and Bucky being all angsty for no reason? One, Captain America is either dead or super old at this point. Even at the end of Endgame, he had given him the nod. Bucky was like, yeah, this belongs to you. And then all of a sudden, it's this, we can't get along, the odd couple thing. It's like, that doesn't work for me.
Well, I mean, they always had that dynamic. I mean,
not with those three. Those three had a good dynamic, and it was positive. But all of a sudden, for this, it's like, well, Sam Wilson's just the cocky show-off. That doesn't make sense. That wasn't his character in any of the movies. So that's just how I feel about it. All right, well, let's go to scores. So scores for episodes 5 and 6. Mike?
Episode 5, I'd give it 8. Like I said, I really like that. 6, I'm still like stuck around that 7.5, 8 frame. I'm liking the new ones, but nothing's blown me away to where I'm like, oh my God, really hyped about it. So like I said, 5,
right.
6, I'm at like 7.5. Solid and continuing to be that moving forward. So we'll see.
All right, Keith.
I'll give both of them an 8.5. And even though I may have liked the 5 a little bit more, it's only because it had that nice little twist at the end. And there was also the hint, just to Matt's point, like there's so many little Easter eggs that I enjoyed. There were a lot more of them in 6 that I enjoyed.
Matt?
I give episode 5, 9.5, episode 6, 9. Again, it's just so cleverly connected to the Marvel universe and comic book as a whole. All I can see is it propelling forward and setting up for greater things. So Marvel knows what they're doing, even though folks are concerned about the episodes, but can't doubt them. Very good series. And then from what I've been told, the next couple episodes are going to be an hour long, so they got to fit in a lot of stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
All right. I give episode 5 maybe like an 8, 8.5, and then episode 6 probably like a 7 6.57. I mean, I hope the subsequent episodes, I think it's 9 episodes. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, 9 altogether.
Yeah, so I hope the subsequent episodes really hit home the point of where this stuff is going and setting up all this future movie stuff. So, I mean, it should do that. But again, like, it's going in the right direction since episode 4. So, that's how I feel. And, all right, that is the Beast Game Podcast.